This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and today 292 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is October 19, and we will read the book of Obadiah today. It's a short book, one chapter. It deals with the destruction of Edom, who are the descendants of Esau, and the restoration of Israel. We are also beginning a new letter from St. Paul, his second letter to the Thessalonians. It is actually not too long after the first letter that Paul heard reports that the people were so excited about the second coming, which they thought was any day now, that they were quitting their jobs and living off the charity of others. And they were saying that Paul had taught this to them. So in this letter, Paul is grateful for their faith, but needs to correct some misunderstandings as well as fortify and strengthen them for the long haul of fidelity to Christ. Let's begin. The Book of Obadiah. The Vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God to Edom, I heard a report from the Lord, and he sent out a message to the nation, saying, Arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I have made you least among the nations. You are greatly dishonored. The arrogance of your heart exalts you, dwelling as you do in the clefts of the rocks, as one overconfident in his habitation, saying in his heart, Who will bring me down to the ground? If you should ascend as the eagle, and if you should make your nest amongst the stars, from there I shall bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves come upon you or robbers by night, then to what place will you escape? Will they not steal a considerable amount for themselves? And surely if grape gatherers come to you, will they not leave a gleaning? How Esau has been searched out and his hidden things seized. All your allies force you to your borders. Men at peace with you oppose you and prevail against you. They set an ambush below you. There is no understanding in them. In that day, says the Lord, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountain of Esau. And your warriors from Teman will be terrified, in order that everyone from the mountain of Esau may be cut off. Because of the slaughter and ungodliness against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you will be cut off forever. Because of that day in which you stood back and only watched the capture, his forces being led away as captives by foreigners, in the day when they entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, on that day you were as one of them. And you should not have looked on the day of your brother, on the day of foreigners, and you should not have rejoiced against the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor spoken boastfully on the day of distress. Neither should you have gone into the gates of the people on the day of their suffering, neither should you have looked upon their gathering in the day of their ruin, and you should not have joined in the attack on their forces in the day of their destruction. Nor should you have stood at their mountain passes to put to death those escaping, nor should you have taken prisoner those fleeing from them in the day of trial. For the day of the Lord is near against all the nations, for as you have done, it shall be done to you in the same manner. Your recompense shall return on your own head, for in the same way that you drank on my holy mountain, so too shall all the nations drink wine. They will drink and will be brought down, and it will be as if they never existed. But deliverance will come to Mount Zion, and it will be holy. And the house of Jacob shall obtain their inheritance as their rightful inheritance. And the house of Jacob shall be the fire, and the house of Joseph the flame. But the house of Esau shall be the stubble, and will be devoured in flames, and no one of the house of Esau will survive, for the Lord has spoken. And those who dwell in the Negev shall inherit the mountain of Esau, and those of the Shephelah, the land of the Philistines. They will inherit the mountain of Ephraim, the plains of Samaria and Benjamin, and the land of Gilead. For the captivity of the sons of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanite as far as Zarephath. The captivity of Jerusalem as far as Ephrathah shall possess the cities of the Negev. And those who have been rescued shall ascend from Mount Zion to exact vengeance on the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your mercy in the morning and your truth at night, on the harp of 10 strings, with an ode on the lyre. For you make me glad, O Lord, with your work, and I will greatly rejoice in the works of your hands. How magnificent are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are exceedingly deep. A man without discernment shall not know these things, and a senseless man shall not understand them. When sinners grow like grass, and all the workers of lawlessness have arrogant looks, it is so that they may be destroyed unto ages of ages. But you, O Lord, are most high forever. For behold, your enemies shall perish, and all who work lawlessness shall be scattered abroad. And my horn shall be exalted like the unicorn, and my old age shall be blessed with rich mercy. My eye looked upon my enemies, and my ear shall hear of evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall be multiplied like the cedar in Lebanon. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall blossom forth in the courts of our God. They shall still be increased in a rich old age, and shall be prospering, so as to proclaim, "The Lord my God is upright, and there is no wrongdoing in him." Proverbs chapter 19, verses 25 through 29. When a pestilent man is punished, a man without discernment becomes more astute. But if you reprove a discerning man, he will understand perception. He who dishonors his father and pushes away his mother, he will be shamed and reproached. A son who forsakes guarding his father's instruction, he will think about evil sayings. He who becomes surety for an undiscerning child despises the ordinance, and the mouth of the ungodly swallows judgments. Lashes are prepared for the intemperate, and punishments for the shoulders of those without discernment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. As mentioned in my introduction, the purpose of this book is to correct the people for an incorrect understanding of the second coming of Christ, thinking that it was literally any day now, maybe today or tomorrow. In addition to the theological incorrectness, it also caused problems in the community. Some people weren't working, freeloading off of others, and things like that. We'll hear about that tomorrow in the second chapter. But today, Paul gives thanks to the people for their strong faith and evident love. We can see this type of thing in the other letters of St. Paul as well. There's a concern, but usually he doesn't address the concern immediately, but he rather begins with what's going on that's going well. I think we can also apply this to our own lives, and not only when we write letters. When we see people, do we only see their mistakes, their shortcomings? If it's our job to correct or instruct, do we do it gently and begin with encouragement rather than disappointment? There's always good in others. No person is all bad, and neither is any person all good. But we should look for the good. If it's our job to instruct, like St. Paul or a parent or a pastor, then we bring up the good before we go into the areas that need change. If we are not in the role of instructor, then let's just focus on the good. Noticing the bad generally is not helpful for anyone unless you are in a position to change things. We all have enough of our own shortcomings that we don't need to notice the shortcomings in others. And connected to that, we may need to be kind to ourselves as well. While we certainly have our own shortcomings, there are most assuredly areas in our life that we are striving to live the call of God, and we need to thank God for working in and through us. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.